Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Talmudic methodology. We're on Midah Vav, in the Midas Lechekar Halacha. And this is, if I'm not mistaken, the third shiur. And we saw that Ramban asks Akasha, how do you believe one aid that a husband died? And he says, because Dabrisha Be'erva, you require two. And Eid Echad is a Nema, but here it's not a Dabrisha Be'erva. It's a gilui milsa. We just have to know if the husband died, so he's revealing what happened. So in the unbelievable sefer Darkei Moshe, Darkei Kinyanim, in Chelet Beis and Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav in Perek Yud Gimel, Rabbeinu explains as follows: the zimzin that the Ramban means is zimzin hakamas hadaber in Torah. The Torah says apishnei made him yakum daver. Yakum daver means to make a new chiddush, to make a new din. For yakum daver, you need two eidim. But if it's a Torah daver, just describing what is there, one eid would be enough. And therefore, one aid is believed, she's believed the Nyanei Nida, because that's a Mitzius, that's a Toyar, that's just what is. And one aid is believed to say that a woman is a Zayna, that's a Torah, that's her, that's who she is. And Mimela, one aid is believed to say she's a Zayna afterwards, she gets Malchus for being with her Kohen husband after having been unfaithful. Just like saying that a piece of fat is Chelev, it's a Toyar. And to say that a husband's dead, it's a Toyar, it's a Mitzius. And Mimela, if the husband's dead, the woman can remarry. It's not that you need an active, it's not like a get, that you need an active p'tur, but it's just a mitzias, that there's no husband, there's nobody to be married to, which we discussed in the past, is what's pshat in death, is that it's an active mati or not, Rebbe Chanan, the Rogachar, we discussed it in the past, and hopefully also in the future. Akoponim, but that's why you believe one aid to say a husband died. You believe one aid to say a husband died, for the simple reason that this isn't a Hakamas Dabra, it's not something new, it's just being Megala the Mitzvah, what is. And it's not being Mekim a Dabra Chadash, Hashem made him Yokum Dabra. To create something new, you need to. But here it's not anything new, it's just the Etzema Mitzvah. It's not Mikoycha Mitzvah, but it's the Etzema Mitzvah, as we discussed in the previous year. However, we have a Kasha. The Kasha is, what about Eidus Shaban Gusha Ben Chalutza? And if someone's made about a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutza, you need two Eidim. Why would you need to? And it's muchach like that in Ksubis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. That's why there would be Malchus, because of false eidus, losana berecha itshaka. But the kasha is, why would you need to weigh them? It's a toyer that a person's a ben grush or ben chalutza. Why do you need to weigh them? It's not a komas hadover. It's a toyer hadover. It's according to the Rabban, you should only need one eid. So the answer is, says Moreno of Rabbeinu, that this isn't shver, because besides the din of ein dover she'over pachas mishnayim, an Eid Echad doesn't have the koach to passel. An Eid Echad doesn't have the koach to passel anybody. Because Bechlal, an Eid Echad doesn't have the koach to be motzi mechazkaso. Like we say, Eid Echad neman bisurim, only if there's no chazkasisur. And even according to the Mandi Omer, that he's neman, even bischazik isura. But as Rabbeinu explains in the Darchei HaKinyanim, Perek Yudalid, that the whole heter, when you're matir, that's b'mkom p'tur mamon. In other words, just like patering mamon, whenever you have a heter, that's a p'tur. That's like patering mamon. And to pater from mamon, you don't need two eidim. If somebody has a cheskas chiyuv, and the baal din says, no, I don't know you anymore, I used to owe you, I don't know you anymore, he doesn't have to pay, only if he says, any odeim paraticha. But if he says, bari li that I paid, he doesn't have to pay. So, for that, one aid is enough. So, lifter lo bin imamom medafka shnei aidim, even if it's against the chazaka. So that's pattering. But to passel somebody, that is instead of a chi of mammon. And for a chi of mammon, for that you need two aidim. So, either Eid Echad is only Nema Bisurim if there's no Cheska Sisser. And even if you hold that he's Nema, even if there is a Cheska Sisser, that is to pater. But to passel somebody, for that you would need two Eidim. That's Bemkom Chi of Mamon, for that you need two Eidim. So that explains why to say someone's a Ben Gusha Ben Chalutzi, you need two Eidim. Because you're coming to passel somebody. You come to passel somebody, for that you need two eidim. So, dover ain't shabbos she'er, pachas mishnayim, that's hakamas dover. And also to passel somebody, you need two. But back to our question, the Ramban. Ramban asks, how do you let a woman marry based on one aid? How do you let a woman marry based on one aid? So sof, she is a chazak of being a married woman. So if she is a chazak of being a married woman, how does the one aid come and make her a not married woman? So the answer is that with this we can answer another kasha in the Ramban. Ramban's going against the Gemara Menachos in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, you know why there's a heter misa be'ed echad? Because mitoch shomish echmat alei b'soifa ikalta b'tchilasa. In other words, the Mishnah there enumerates all these things that happen if the husband comes back after a woman remarries. So we're very, very machmir on her. So Mamela, she's going to make sure that when she gets married, her husband's really dead. So therefore, Ekalta Labita, Ekalta Betchilasa. We're Mekel, and we can trust one aid. She trusts him, she trusts him. So why is the Ramban giving another reason? The Ramban gives a second reason of a Tegili Milsa. What about Mitoch Chomer Shechmarta Labisofa, Ekalta Betchilasa? Again, that's the Gemara says. Lama Ramban lo mistadere magmara, lo maskimi magmara, lo meniach kamosh magmara menicha. As Tshuva, that we're really dealing with two things over here. Mitoch Chomer is Misalik the Chazaka. Because Mitoch Chomer is a Rayla Mitas Hadavar. You know that it's true, otherwise she wouldn't get married, remarried, if she didn't really think her husband was dead. So that's a Raya that he's probably really dead. So that's the Mitoch Chomer, that removes the Chazaka. The Ramban is bothered by the Davar Sheva Erva parts. Ah, and a Raya, Stam, is not Bimkom Shnei Eidim. And so therefore the Ramban says, now don't worry about that. It's only a Torah Dover. It's only a Gili Milsa Be'alma. So therefore that's why you need both. To do away with the Chazaka, you have a Raya. You have a Raya, there's no Chazaka anymore. Davar Sheva Erva. The answer is not a Davar Sheva. It's a Gili Milsa. It's not a Kamas Davar Chadash. It's just a Metzias. V'zeh Yosif lana oy tam l'shvach b'shitas HaRambam. We saw the Shitas HaRambam, who says about a Zayna is machalik between a Zayna and a Tuma. For the love of Zayna, one eight is enough. For the love of Tuma, in other words, Zayna is a Kohen being married to an impure woman who, among other things, was unfaithful to him, or slept with a goy, whatever it may be. So for that, it's one aid. But for Tumah, that a woman cheated on her husband, any woman, even a Israelis. So, an Eishes Yisrael, so for that, you need two aidim to get Malkus for Tumah, for him sleeping with his wife who was Nitmes. So why there are two and there one? And the answer is, Mishum Desham Gamkein, Ein Eidus Neged Chazaka Cheskes Kashrus. She was Makaneher. She was Nisteres. So Mimela is a race in the Chazaka. Elad Shalinyan Tuma, being in Sof Sof Shnaim. But to say that she actually slept with the person she was Nisteres with, you need two people. Because of Dover Sheva Erva. That's included in Hakamas Dover. Kishula Atzmai. Lark mitzad mash is emotzi osa mechaz kasa. So now this is something new. There's a new din because she was unfaithful. Now she sees her husband, she gets malchus. So that's the tuma. So that's a Dabra Sheber, but that's Hakamas Dabra Chadash, that's a new din. So it's not only that it takes her out of her Chazaka, because the truth is that she already ruined her Chazaka. She was Nisteris. But that's not enough to give Malkus. For that you need two people, that she actually was unfaithful. So Mikaidim Visra Lachaskasa Bchozos Lenin Tuma Binadaf Gashnaim. So for Tuma you need two, because this is Bachala Kamas Dabar. The problem here is not that you're going against the Chazaka. You're not going against any Chazaka, there's no longer a Chazaka. But you still need two for Tuma, just like to passel somebody you would need to. So here the problem is not because because of the cheskas kashrus. She lost her cheskas kashrus. So why do you need two? You need two because it's davar shebe'erva. It's hakamas davar. It's not because you're motziosa mecheskasa. It's a hakamas davar. You're creating this new situation, this new din, that now she has a din tumah. So that's the erva's davar. You learn davar davar mimaman. Even if they're Ede, Kinui, and Stiri, you still need to. Why? Because it's a Dabar Shebe'erva. Even though there's no longer a Chazaka. But it's Dabar Shebe'erva, you need to. So there'd be a Chazaka, you need to. You can't passel somebody like the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. You need to passel somebody. And even here, where there's already, she's already loses her Cheskas Kashrus, but still, because she was Nisteres, but still you need two, while it's Dabar Shebe'erva again, whereas one is not a Dabar Shebe'erva, it's not a Kamas Dabar, it's just a Torah Dabar. It's just describing what she is, that's the Mahus, that she's a Zona. Okay, sweet friends, there's a Hemshech HaDvarim to explain Shittas HaRamban and Shittas HaRambam, so please stay tuned, and then we thank the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Baruch of Racham and B'chassadav, we're able to learn this Torah, Be'ezer Hashem, Anachem Namshich, B'simcha, B'tuv Levov, Mirov Kol. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.